Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
She has won an Oscar. She has all kind of endorsement deals for cosmetics. She is a bona fide fashion icon. And yes, a really nice person. But as Princess Nakia, even Lupita Nyong'o admits, this character has taken her to new heights.
Nakia is a bit of a rebel, but also a loyalist for her country. And she is in conflict with some of the ideals of her nation and wants to go her own way. But she is also really eager to serve the country she loves so much. And T'Challa, now as king, they are kind of at odds as to what the way forward is for the nation, but they also have some history together. So they have to kind of come to terms with that and figure out how to forge ahead.
Oh, by the way, Lupita does many of her own stunts in the movie Black Panther, and trust me, she is fierce.
The stunt training was intense. To say the least. But, you know, as I got my ass kicked in stunt training, it always brought me closer to, I felt more connected to Nakia's warrior spirit. She is a woman that has traveled the world, and so her fighting style is informed by her experiences in the world. Ryan described her style as street, you know, where the Dora Milaje have a way more graceful style of fighting, way more traditional style of fighting. Nakia is like by any means necessary, you know. So there was a little bit of judo and jiu-jitsu and Filipino martial arts, capoeira, Muay Thai, all thrown in there.
The Black Panther has outpaced every comic book film ever made in history in terms of advanced sales, according to Cinema Blend. And as I have been saying, there is nothing to compare this movie to. You just have to see it for yourself. It opens Friday. Good luck getting tickets this weekend. Don't forget to check out our podcast this week. That's Hollywood Live Extra. You don't want to miss any of them. Make sure you download them to all of your devices. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, go to AURN.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter @TanyaHollywood.